Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
I'm not a betting guy, but for y'all that are, there's BetOnline. The month of July is heating up with a ton of exciting sports action, and BetOnline is where you can find it. From the NBA Finals to baseball's marquee matchups, there are prop bets and futures for all to choose from. BetOnline has the latest odds, news, and information for all your online sports betting needs. Visit the website today or use your mobile device to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. So before the next tip-off or first pitch, head on over to BetOnline and start playing today. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. What's going on, BBN? Welcome into another episode of Believe in Kentucky, Believe Podcast Network, Believe.com, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. Be sure to get this one when it drops. It's going to be a fun one. It's the summertime when technically things are supposed to be slow, but there are lots of things to talk about. We got a lot of stuff we're going to get into. My name is Vinny Hardy, flying solo on this episode. Had a big time guest scheduled, but they're going to have to come up on another episode. I'm going to let y'all know that it was an up and coming music artist from the state of Kentucky. That's all I'm going to say, but just keep your ears open for an upcoming episode. That individual will rejoin us at a later time. So just be me on this one, but we'll still have a lot of fun. BBN, if you listen statewide, you probably hear an exhale, a huge sigh of relief. Why? Well, Reed Shepard, son of Jeff Shepard and Stacy Reed, two UK legends, sophomore, junior to be at North Laurel, just got that scholarship offer from the University of Kentucky. Cal and the entire staff, Chin Comer on Orlando Antigua, and everybody are down there watching him play. BBN had been wondering if he's going to get a scholarship offer. Is he going to get an offer? Louisville's offered. Other D1 schools have offered. Is Kentucky going to offer? Is Kentucky going to offer? Is Kentucky going to offer? Well, that question has been answered. Reed Shepard has gotten his scholarship offer from the University of Kentucky. Lots of media members were covering the goings on. Cal Tucker from The Athletic was chronicling it. Got some quotes from Reed about what it would mean to go to Kentucky. Has he been a fan of Kentucky growing up? And Reed said, of course, it would mean a lot. Being from Kentucky, and of course, mom and dad both played at Kentucky, just being a high school player in Kentucky, that's everybody's dream to go to the University of Kentucky, said Reed, who has memorabilia autographed by John Wall, Anthony Davis, and Devin Booker in his room at home. I watch Kentucky. We watch every one of Kentucky's games as a family when we're all home. So I did grow up a Kentucky fan, and I like Kentucky. Coach Cal's done a really good job getting players to the league, and he's had really good success in the tournaments. I think he's a good coach. And now that they're out there watching, there's something that's pretty cool. So that was Reed's assessment, knowing that Coach Cal and the staff had their eye on him, paying attention to him, were checking out what he'd been doing in these tournaments there in the summer. Now, what does this mean? It means the ball is in Reed's court now. It means you don't have to, you know, be in a cold sweat wondering, is Kentucky going to offer? Why hasn't Kentucky offered? What's taking Kentucky so long to offer? Look, he still got 2 years of high school ball to play. Still got two more shots to get North Laurel to the Sweet 16, to the state tournament in Lexington. But the ball's in his court now. You don't have to worry about, is Cal going to offer anymore now? So Kentucky has extended that offer to Reed Sheppard. So that is good to see. Everybody's wondering what he would do against, you know, better competition. And he was balling out in this game yesterday, that right before he got that offer. So Cal and staff and everybody rolling in to watch him, and he's putting up numbers and doing his thing. He had 20 in the first half, officially 23 points in the first half. They don't keep up with the assist, but he had put in work. And so the question has now been answered. Reed Sheppard has gotten that offer from the University of Kentucky. Now, there was already big news as far as Kentucky was concerned prior to Reed Sheppard getting his offer. I'm not a huge recruiting guy, huge transfer portal guy, and all this, that, and the other. But there was lots of stuff to talk about. But the Reed Sheppard news, of course, and obviously, was going to move to the top of the list. Him being who he is, the son of who he is, Jeff and Stacy, being right there in Kentucky at North Laurel. Of course, everybody has been wondering how this would play out, hoping that he would get an offer. And now everybody can breathe that sigh of relief. Everybody can exhale. Reed Sheppard has gotten that offer from Kentucky. Because prior to this, the biggest news was going to be on the football side. And, you know, you look like Cal and Stoops are just trying to acquire a big man. You know, you flash back a few months ago, Cal brings in Oscar Tshiebwe from West Virginia. Big, physical, keep Kentucky from getting pushed around like they were last year, especially on the boards, bulk. Everybody else was thin, a little bit too light. Tshiebwe addresses that. Fast forward now on the football side, Coach Stoops, and we talked about it last week with Justin Rowland, Cats Illustrated, Darren Rosenthal, the left tackle from LSU, potentially transferring to Kentucky. Go back last week, listen to the episode with Justin Rowland, and he was like, it's basically, you know, a done deal. It's going to happen. They're going to have to announce it. A few hurdles, you know, Dad's going to have to cross to get enrolled, but all things pointed to him coming to Kentucky. Well, that was announced. Darren Rosenthal is now in the fold, transferring from LSU to Kentucky. And that's still something for me you got to wrap your head around. Kentucky getting these transfers in football from big-time SEC schools. We saw it with Kelvin Joseph from LSU. We saw it with Joey Gatewood from Auburn. Now, Darren Rosenthal, who looked and saw how it went for Kelvin Joseph, for Boss Man Fat, coming from LSU to Kentucky. Now he's moved on to the NFL, second-round draft pick of my Dallas Cowboys. Darren Rosenthal is going to be one and done as well. Everybody expects him to pop in and come to Kentucky, play this season, transition on to the NFL. He played on LSU's national championship team as a freshman, 6'7", 330, and that's what gets added to the big blue wall. That is crazy. So in that instance, Kentucky's kind of like the Yankees. The rich just got richer. The O-line was already the strength. And you just bring in, well, Darren Rosenthal, rich getting richer for Kentucky football. We'll take it. We will absolutely take that. Now, last week seemed so long ago. You know, talking with Justin Rowland when we recorded that episode, that was the day before we got the news that Davion Mintz was returning to the Kentucky basketball team. Once again, and look, Reese get richer as far as Kentucky basketball is concerned. Another piece to getting that 9-16 bad taste out of everybody's mouth. Already well stocked at the guard position. Cal and the staff put in work in the transfer portal. Kellen Grady, CJ Frederick, bring in the freshman Ty Washington. You get Sevier Wheeler from Georgia in the transfer portal. SEC assist leader on a bad Georgia team that still beat Kentucky last year. He beat us and joined us. So those were guys were coming in. Shibwe, we already mentioned him at the beginning. So Collins, Hopkins, the freshman coming in as well. The roster was coming together. This team was going to be deep. There would be a lot of options, roster flexibility. You weren't going to just be stuck with what you had and trying to make do like we saw last year. And now you bring Davion Mintz in as well, who was Mr. Big Shot last year. It was much of a struggle as it was. Mintz had a lot of nice moments, hit a lot of big shots, and you add him back into the mix. You know, he can play some point if need be, play off the ball, just another option to where you won't ever be stuck with guys who can't knock down shots, won't ever be stuck being limited as far as bigs are concerned and getting pushed around and getting bullied at the rim like you were last year. And speaking of getting bullied at the rim, and, you know, I talked about Cal and Stoops just both seeing what bigs they can add. Stoops brings in Dare Rosenthal. Cal had already brought in Oscar Shibwe. And now there's the possibility that Cal might say, well, look, I'm just going to bring in another big in the form of Kofi Coburn from Illinois. 7 foot, 285. Got the connection with Coach O and Coach Chen from Illinois. You bring him in, you got another big. You got Shibwe. If Shibwe gets in foul trouble, you got Coburn. Still got Lance Ware and the young freshman, but you got another big, physical, imposing guy. So it just, once again, your options, your depth, you can come at people in waves, many different types of ways. However you want to attack them, you can. So we'll have to see how that plays out. Is Kofi Coburn going to go ahead and step on over from Illinois to Kentucky? Brad Underwood up at Illinois has to be like the gift for that meme where, you know, it's the little dog sitting in the bar and everything's on fire. Everything's in flames. And he's just in there. Everything's just fine because everything in Illinois right now, you know, you lose two coaches to Kentucky. Kofi might be going to Kentucky. Adam Miller is already gone. So, you know, not the greatest of times up in Illinois. And Underwood's got to try to navigate that some kind of way. Some sad news, news you hated to see, once again, in the form of recruiting cats coming to be on the staff or on the roster in the future. And that was with the news about Sky Clark, number 13 overall prospect in the 2022 class, of course, been committed to Kentucky for a long time, suffered a partially torn ACL. He's going to miss the rest of the summer. He put it out on social media that he's going to take some time to heal, get stronger, been in contact with the top doctors and medical people to where he can come back and be stronger and be as good as he was. But right now he's going to have to take some time off to get himself healed to be able to recover. So we hate to hear that news. He's going to start the rehab process and expected to make a full recovery. So we definitely hope that Sky Clark has a speedy and successful recovery over the injury he just sustained. We got the NBA Finals rolling right along. Devin Booker holding it down as the former cat in the NBA Finals. Halfway there, he's up 2-0 him and Chris Paul and DeAndre Ayton and all the Phoenix Suns, Monty Williams, up 2-0 on the Milwaukee Bucks. The games to me have kind of, I'm not going to say carbon copy, but they've been similar where Phoenix start out even, Phoenix pulls away, gets a nice lead, puts it to where they're on the verge of blowing Milwaukee out. Milwaukee rallies, cuts it to 5 or 6, makes it interesting. Phoenix is able to hold on, make a couple key shots and answer and pull away again. So is it Phoenix letting their guard down a little bit? Is it Milwaukee just getting it together and scrapping and making a run and coming up short? Will this continue to be the case in Milwaukee? Those were two games were in Phoenix. Phoenix holds serve. It shifts to Milwaukee Sunday for game 3, and then game 4 will be there as well. Will it still be that way, or will Milwaukee be able to complete those runs and get a win? Feels like Phoenix is just better, and there's just too many weapons for Milwaukee to try to defend. But we'll see what happens when the home court changes to Milwaukee up there. Everybody that listens to this podcast knows that hosted many, many episodes with the legend 00, Tony Delk. And of course, right now he is busy with his AAU, his boys and girls teams. His group of boys finished second in a tournament the other day. Saw that on his Instagram page. He and I texted a little bit about some of these games and playoffs the other day as well. But TD was also in the news for what he did off the court. You know, NIL became a thing on July the 1st, and TD and Tyler Ulis, beloved Wildcats. I remember when Tyler was here with Jamal Murray, what they did in 16. Tyler Ulis was part of the 2015 team as well. TD, Tyler Ulis, and beloved Kentuckian Chris Lofton. Of course, he went to Tennessee and did what he had to do on the court there, but he's still a Kentucky native, you know, the pride of Maysville. Still got 606 in the Twitter handle, CLofton606. They introduced the Virtus brand. It's a management company created for the players, by the players. Our goal is to guide student athletes, both past and present, through the name, image, and likeness process. You can follow them on Twitter at the Virtus brand, THEVIRTUS brand, the Virtus brand. So you got players who've been there and done it and would have benefited nicely if NIL had been a thing during their playing days. That was not the case. Can you imagine the 00, all the endorsements TD would have had, Tyler Ulis could have had, Chris Lofton could have had. Had players been able to get paid when they were playing? They weren't able to get paid when they were playing, but now they can help the players now navigate. Maybe you should sign an endorsement deal here. Maybe you want to avoid working with this type of company. Maybe you don't want to do that. They've been there. They've done it. They can help these players today navigate these NIL waters because it is a new thing. Everybody's trying to figure it out. And these former players can be there to help the current players, all part of kind of giving back. So props to my man, TD, Tyler Ulis, Chris Lofton for the Virtus brand. Definitely cool to see them get that company going. We also got to talk about, you know, our friends, LaTerrain, Dave and Ben, constantly doing their thing. If you haven't been to the website, go to LaTerrain, LaTerraine.com. LaTerrain, get you the watch or watches you want. Get the band you want. Get the style you want. Look at all the different types they have to offer. Get the Legacy. Get the Compass. Look at all the different styles. Dave and Ben are doing their thing. Dave is a new father. Once again, we talked about that earlier, and he's getting adjusted to the newborn who's growing and changing every day. But get yourself a watch from La Terrain. Go to the website. Tell them you heard about them on the Believe in Kentucky podcast. But you definitely want to get yourself a nice watch from La Terrain. Covered quite a bit in this episode. Like I said, it's quote summertime, but there's still a lot going on. Keep your ears open. Like I said, got the up and coming musical guest going to be on the episode of Believe in Kentucky. That's going to be a lot of fun. Some of you may already know this individual. If not, you'll probably be hearing about this individual in the near future. Don't forget, you can also go and get each and every one of these episodes on aseaofblue.com. Jason Markham and all the fellas there kindly put the episodes up on the site. So if you miss it here at believe.com or Spotify or Stitcher, go to A Sea of Blue and get the episode there. It's been another fun episode. We talked about quite a bit. If you have any questions, feel free to interact. If there's guests that you would like to hear on the podcast, just reach out at Believe in Kentucky on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Believe in Kentucky on all of those platforms. Shoot a message, send a comment, ask a question. My name is Vinny Hardy. I'm at Vinny Hardy on Twitter, Vinny with a Y, Hardy with a Y. And we'll try our best to get some of those questions answered, try our best to get some of those guests on. Keep trying to bring you fun, insightful episodes of Believe in Kentucky. So until next time, y'all take care. We'll be back with another fun episode here in the future. This has been another episode of Believe in Kentucky, presented by Bet Online.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.